Clayton Neville is down, and he's going to be having fun this weekend, I hope, in San Antonio. Clayton, good morning.
Guys, good morning. That's right. The excitement continuing to brew here in San Antonio. I was over at the Riverwalk last night, and it was shoulder to shoulder. And already this morning, a lot of fans getting out. Three-day music festival starts today. Fan contests going on. So that Final Four atmosphere is certainly in the air here in Texas.
Your weather good?
Yeah, it's great. The sun's shining right now. A little bit of rain passed through yesterday, but looks like it's going to be a fun and festive weekend. Clear skies down here.
As a network correspondent, are you allowed to give your opinion about the teams?
Well, I'm not calling the game, so I can at least tell you that I did have Kansas and Villanova both in the championship game.
Did you
Other
really?
Than that, I got everything else wrong, but I did have that correct.
Well, that's good. That's really interesting. What is your gut reaction or your gut feeling about the whole thing and who's going to take it?
Well, you know, the feeling down here is that Villanova may get it again. It seems like they would be the favorite coming in. You know, in 2016, they won this thing in Houston, just down the road from San Antonio. But 10 years ago, here at the Alamo Dome, Kansas won, and that was their last time to win a title. So the state of Texas has treated a lot of these teams well. But I would say that Villanova, at least it feels like they're the favorite coming in. There's a lot of people, though, saying, watch the first 5 to 10 minutes of the Loyola Chicago game.
Yeah.
If they prove that they can hang with the big dogs, you never know what they can do. Of course, there's been a lot of teams in their situations before that get to this point and then sort of, you know, fall under the pressure of the big time of the Final Four. But if Loyola Chicago can hang on through that first half, you never know what they could do.
That's right. And people love an underdog, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of I've seen several Sister Jean T-shirts already out here today from, you know, the team chaplain for Loyola Chicago. I was looking down my media schedule of coaches' interviews, player interviews. I thought, okay, that's all good, but where's Sister Jean on
sure.
the list? So we'll see if we can catch up with her at some point.
I was going to say, I hope you do. She's the belle of the ball. Hey, listen, it's good to talk to you. I hope you have a great weekend, Clayton. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thanks.